I'd like to ask John Mannering, another John from Jackson, Ohio, is 31 years old. Come tell us how God has been good to you, John.
Hey, everyone. Hi. Bear with me here. It's my first time. I'm a little nervous. It's kind of hard to follow John there. It's a good testimony, John. But I grew up knowing the Lord, you know. I grew up in an apostolic church. A strict church until I was about 9 years old, and my dad, that was some of my fondest memories as a child, you know, my dad helping people less fortunate than us, buying them school clothes, driving a church van, you know, that was some of the best times of my life was in church. And then mom, she didn't like my dad doing all that. She didn't like him, you know, spending too much time in the church, and maybe there were some things going on there that I didn't understand because I was so young, but tore my dad away and the family from the church. And I didn't know it, but he had a past problem with addiction and alcohol. And he started drinking again and started using again. And that's when, you know, the family kind of went down, you know. I spent a lot of my life running from my problems, my family, from the addiction, from the fights, the arguments in the house. I would run away, stay gone real late at night, skip out on school, hang out with the wrong crowd, and that led me into my addiction. I started drinking, smoking weed. By age 13, I had caught my first felony for Grand Theft Auto, breaking and entering. And I went to prison for 2 years, and I got out 15. And, you know, I tried to go to school. I joined the basketball team. And while I was in school, you know, I started hanging out with the wrong kids, man. Started selling weed again, running with the wrong crowd. Eventually, I ended up dropping out of school. 18 years old, you know. I lived a criminal life, you know, just, you know, trying to be something I wasn't. You know, it led me to a path of destruction. Addiction, it just took me under. I just, you know, I could go on and on about it, but I got lost. I was trying to find myself, and by trying to find myself, you know, running with the wrong crowd and the wrong people, I got so far in addiction that, you know, I didn't see no way out. And that led me into three overdoses. They had to revive me twice, use Narcan to bring me back. I died. In and out of jail, I got probably 6 years in and out of incarceration. And, you know, I was just so lost, and you know, I felt so alone. I didn't know who I was. This whole time, you know, like I said, I'm trying to find myself, and I got saved in jail, and I had some friends that come down here through the program, and I seen that, you know, they had started to make a good life for themselves, and that they seemed happy, and I thought to myself, I want what they have, you know? I want that peace that, you know, they just seem so happy. So, I come down here to Justin's place, you know, searching for that. And in doing so, I've experienced, you know, freedom. I see life and a different perspective now that I didn't see life before. Now there's hope for a future. I see a future now where I didn't see none before. And, you know, I thank God every day for his mercy and grace on me, because without him, I'd probably be back in Jackson County, Ohio, in that jail. And I just wanted to come up here and tell you guys my hopes and experiences through the program. Thank you, guys.